brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us for this special, the 25th day of January 2007 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up in the third hour, we have a very special guest today. It's confirmed. It's scheduled, as they say, across the pond. And I will announce it in the third hour who will be joining us to discuss several key issues that are very important to everyone. So that is coming up in the third hour today. I'll tell you, the first 30 minutes of the third hour, we have Terry Anderson of the Terry Anderson Show, who will be discussing the most awfulest clowns of them all, as he puts it, with the latest information on Mexican troops coming across and attacking border stations, driving out National Guard, the racial killings that are going on. And then after Terry leaves us, the last 30 minutes of the show, we'll have our very special guest. In the meantime, I have a whole plethora of really important news here for you today that we're going to be running over. And we're also going to have open phones in the first 2 hours. Any news issue, any story, any question, any comment, anything you'd like to discuss, the economy, the hate crimes legislation, the blanket amnesty the government's pushing for, Hillary Clinton running for president, aspartame, mercury, toxins in the water, anything that you think's important, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ohio poll workers convicted. Associated Press. Two election workers were convicted yesterday, that's Wednesday, of rigging a recount of the 2004 presidential election to avoid a more thorough review in Ohio's most populous county. And we told you they stole Ohio for Bush. Now, Kerry was also a ringer, took a dive, never contested any of it. You can't just stage the election results. You have to have a stage candidate when it's something as big as the presidency, and it was one of Bush's secret society frat brothers and a cousin on, what was it, 9 different sides of his family. And you go, I thought there's 2 sides. No. Every relation is related to another relation. It's like a breed of dog. Your blue tick hound is related to every other blue tick hound. You know, they come from original breed pairs. And it's the same thing with these people. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Third cousins, fourth cousins, ninth cousins, tenth cousins. You know, just everyone's related to everyone going back 300 years. It's totally sick. But Ohio poll workers convicted. Continuing. Tancredo, Congress hell-bent on mass amnesty. We'll go over that. We will continue. Gingrich's 24 scenario, U.S.-Israel face potential second Holocaust, which could lead to greater dictatorial societies. He's giving speeches every couple days all over the U.S. This speech he gave to a large gathering here in the United States, but over satellite television to groups gathered all over the planet. And Netanyahu is giving the exact same speeches simultaneously. We'll break that down. London Telegraph mobile phone use linked to tumors. The biggest threat to U.S. drinking water out of Reuters will tell you about it. And much more. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I'm Jones.
Here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the third hour today, very special guest. It's going to be big. I like to keep these type of guests as surprises. Everybody likes surprises. Sure, the New World Order will really enjoy its surprise. But they surveil us, so it won't be a surprise to them. All right, in the last segment, I ran down some of the news. We've got a major break in the case exposing the fact that there was total election fraud in Ohio, as well as New Mexico and several other states. Convictions, but it's in the AP, but you won't hear a lot about it on the news. At least I'll be surprised if you see it as a major news story in the news cycle. Every day, thousands of major stories of very important topics come out on the news wires, come out in newspapers, but never get picked up by the big national news cycle, so the general public doesn't even know they exist. Congressman Tom Tancredo, again, is talking about how they're hell-bent to completely destroy our sovereignty in the new Congress. But let me start with this first. This is extremely important. For several months, we've been chronicling it, so I know that most of you are aware of it. Newt Gingrich, who is a total New World Order stooge, has been running around giving speeches, including at international free speech conferences, saying that free speech needs to be restricted for our safety. and that multiple U.S. cities are going to be nuked by Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. And they've had a bunch of other Council on Foreign Relations members. Gingrich is one of the co-chairs on several of these committees. And Benjamin Netanyahu is simultaneously running around doing the same thing. So let me cover this Raw Story article, then I'll cover the French news agency reporting on Netanyahu today. Gingrich's 24 scenario, U.S. Israel face potential second Holocaust, which could lead to greater dictatorial societies. Echoing the plot line of the popular television show, which is a government propaganda arm, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a potential Republican candidate for president in 2008, warned attendants at a conference that Israel and the United States could face a potential second Holocaust in the future, and if the two or three cities were destroyed, the two democracies may develop into greater dictatorial societies. Now let's just stop right there. Remember, as soon as Tommy Franks left 3.5 years ago, the head of the Iraq invasion operation, 4 months after the invasion, 3.5 years ago, he left. And the media made a big deal out of the fact, there's always little telltale signs, that he was now an independent, and he wasn't a Republican, and he wasn't a Democrat, and he was just going to speak his mind about what needed to be done. And I said, oh, that's it. He's on the payroll. Absolute indicator. Because, you know, first they announced, hey, I don't have an agenda. You can go read the transcripts. I'm independent. But I think we need to stay in Iraq forever. And, by the way, it's real sad. But there's going to be a major attack in the U.S. And we're going to have to set aside the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The people are going to want it. I don't particularly like it, but it's what they want. For a military dictatorship. Then it came out 2 years ago, after a year and a half of his being on television every single day, on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC Nightly News, that he was being paid $454,000 a year in a covert payment plan, part of the $1.8 billion that they spent in that two-year period. For fake news. Just type in Bush purchases fake news world illegal. You'll get literally hundreds of reports on it. The tip of the iceberg was Armstrong, Williams, and people. I mean, just every issue, every case, tens of millions spent on it. Together, billions that we know of. And so he's out on the payroll, off the script. I'm sorry, martial law's coming, even use that term. It's what the people demand. It's real sad, but that's what's coming. I'm sorry to have to tell you. You know, generals throughout history just hate having to have military rule. We just hate power. So that's what he said. And he said it in Cigar Aficionado, and he said it on Fox News, and he said it on CNN. And we played the clips here. In fact, there's somewhere in our computer that has literally thousands of clips. But we play 3 or 4 clips a day. In 3 years, there's got to be thousands of them in there. In fact, I wonder, how many files are in that computer, John? You might want to dig those Franks clips out. And he would always preface it with, now I'm independent, don't even support Bush. But we're going to need martial law. Well, what did Gingrich just say? Oh, and I have Netanyahu saying the same thing in the next article. Oh, we're going to get attacked by nukes. And let me read the exact quote, greater dictatorial societies. And, oh, we need to start banning free speech. And, oh, we need to start arresting people. And, oh, and then what do you hear from Michael Savage and Medved and all of them? Let's arrest everybody. If you criticize the war, you're aiding Al-Qaeda, you should be arrested. Remember the Deputy Attorney General of California in 2002? Was his name Calhoun? And it was in the Oakland Tribune saying, we may start arresting all anti-war protesters because we're in a war against terror. He's a Democrat. We're in a war against terror. And because we're in that, if you protest the war, you're aiding terrorists. So they want to do this. They're openly saying this. And you should be really concerned because Newt Gingrich 1 year before 9/11, wrote Rebuilding America's Defenses, a Council on Foreign Relations policy report put out by Warren Rudman, Gary Hart, and Newt Gingrich. We play a clip from that commission 3 days after 9/11 in my film Road to Tyranny, where Gary Hart says we need to use this disaster for what President Bush's father called for, I think only once, and that was a new world order. That's an exact quote. And they get up there and they brag. They say, we predicted this. We told you this would happen. And then they wrote 50 recommendations for a Homeland Security Department. They wrote this a year before 9/11, and then they brought it forward on C-SPAN 3 days after, and every recommendation they suggested was implemented and put into the recommendations of the Homeland Security package. And no surprise, guess who else was on the commission that wrote this a year before? The co-chairman of the 9/11 commission, Lee Hamilton. So it's the same guys over and over again saying on the payroll, on with covert, illegal Defense Department funding for fake news domestically, that the people want martial law, and that's what's going to happen when we get attacked. So we have these treasonous traitors on the record. Now, remember, it was Bush's grandfather, Prescott, and this came out in Senate hearings, and we actually have the film of these. I'm putting in the new film I'm making. We actually have the newsreel reports. Shock, attempted coup to overthrow U.S. government, funded by fascist. And it turned out that they went and tried to hire Smedley Butler, the Marine Corps Congressional Medal of Honor winning general, who'd overthrown over 10 nations. And he said, look, I discovered this wasn't for America, this was for the global elite. And he said, they tried to hire me to lead the Marine Corps against the U.S. government and arrest the president and put in a fascist dictatorship. And, of course, Prescott and the rest of them were on Adolf Hitler's payroll. This is mainstream history, but the average American doesn't know. So the grandchildren of these people are now all over TV and all over the newspapers saying, do you realize the magnitude of this? We've got to write an article about it. Saying that, oh, we're so sorry, but there's going to be another attack and we're going to have a dictatorship, a military dictatorship, a military form of government. These are quotes. Greater dictatorial societies. I'm reading quotes right now from them. They're not playing games. This isn't a joke. This is for real. And they've been trying to take control for 70 years. And folks, it looks like they may succeed. And they're going to do it by blowing up U.S. cities. And then the very murderers that implemented and orchestrated the attacks and the following policies will be worshipped on national television. And many of you in your fear will, who even know the truth, will decide to willfully become ignorant when this happens and to serve it. Go ahead. Because once it's fully in place, they're going to take your pension funds, your private property, everything. Enjoy the forced inoculations. Enjoy the complete end of our borders. And I know a lot of you are going to listen. Later you will. Later, you'll remember what Alex Jones said. You see, I think we can defeat this, but just in case we don't, we'll defeat it later. See, we have the power of prediction. We know their game plan. And that's why everybody listens to the show now and why people are waking up everywhere, because they heard us make all the predictions that have come true so far. So we're laying out what they're trying to do. Well, they're laying it out. So when we get back, I'll go over what Gingrich is saying. I'll go over what Netanyahu is saying yesterday. Then we'll get into mobile phone use linked to brain tumors, London Telegraph. And then the biggest threat to the drinking water, what's in it right now, Reuters. And much more. I'm Alex Jones. I'm just a good old boy from Texas who found out there was a plan to destroy my country. I swore to fight them, and that's what I'm doing right now. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John.
Big John. Big Bad John.
Hey, bro.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there along with Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Welcome back.
Big John.
Without so Newt Gingrich is saying the U.S. and Israel will be struck by this holocaust of the evil Alcibiades, and that our countries will devolve into greater dictatorial societies. They're letting everybody know. Israel is facing the greatest danger for its survival since 1967 victory. Gingrich said via satellite at the Herzliya conference sponsored by the Institute for Policy and Strategy in Israel. Israel maintained its dominance since 67, even after the 73 failure. Gingrich continued that in 1984, I wrote that WMDs, well, yeah, because you guys are the ones cooking it up. You're the top strategy people writing the policy. You're just something else, Gingrich. In 84, I wrote that WMDs and terrorism would pose a threat to U.S. national sovereignty, U.S. security, excuse me. If two or three cities are destroyed because of terrorism, both the U.S. and Israel's democracy will be eroded and both will become greater dictatorial societies. And Raw Story goes on to quote this, but and it just shows the delusional nature. Fox Television 24 features Keith Sutherland as a sort of super-heroic counterterrorism agent who sometimes uses torture to gain information. And this season's plot concerns the race to stop nuclear bombs exploding across the United States. They've had Homeland Security meetings on C-SPAN to just thank 24, folks. They know it's propaganda. A lot of the viewers don't know that if you're aware of the New World Order, you see it for what it is. The general public just gets conditioned to torture, nuclear bombs. There's a real terror threat. It creates the illusion in their minds with suspended disbelief. The subconscious mind is seeing that show as real. So it creates the illusion of a real threat, and then mass roundup, secret arrest, that's what's on the show. And notice Gingrich and Netanyahu and all of them are parroting the same line. The fourth episode ended with a nuclear explosion in Los Angeles, which prompted some characters on the show to argue for mass arrest and deportation of Muslims in America. But again, it isn't really for the Muslims, so if they're going to test it out, set the precedence with them. It's about gun owners, conservatives, landowners. Although many critics slam the show as being slanted to the right or anti-Muslim, the current storyline also touches on the importance of civil liberties to democracies, and even the scenes regarding torture aren't so clear-cut. Sutherland's character, Jack Bauer, is often portrayed as racked with guilt and forced to resort to brutality in order to get people to talk, and sometimes the show suggests that he went too far. But you're still being conditioned and bathed in this. We have the full transcript of Gingrich's speech up on Prison Planet. .com. It gets even worse. And here's another one out of agency French Press, French news agency. Netanyahu urges trial for Iranian leader fearing new Holocaust. So they want him arrested. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Thursday for Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to be put on trial to prevent what he warned could be a new Holocaust by a nuclear-armed Iran. Comparing events in Iran to those of Nazi Germany in the 1930s, Netanyahu told BBC Radio he was here as part of efforts to raise international support for such a trial. Both Britain's ruling Labour Party and opposition conservative MPs are trying to drum up support here in Britain, a country that finally stood up against another hateful, apocalyptic, hateful fanatic sect and ended up stopping it. And he went on to talk about how there's going to be big terror attacks. Let me go over that when we get back. Take some of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Ohio poll workers convicted of election stealing. We'll cover that. Mobile phones linked to tumors. It's all coming up today. Got Terry Anderson, the first 30 minutes of the third hour, and then a special guest lined up for the last 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tim, Lucas, Phil, many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll continue with how the neocons and the Democrats are running around saying we're going to be attacked. And the martial law is coming. They're so sad about it. They just hate all the power and control. I had Debbie scheduled for the show a few days ago. You know, she pops in every week or so, every 2 weeks on average now, for just a few minutes to talk about the high-quality American-made water filters. They also have high-quality British-made filters. But this morning I saw this story, and I would have covered this anyway, but I thought, well, this is perfect timing. She's coming on. This is from Reuters Today by Christine Stibbins. Biggest threat to U.S. drinking water. And guess what it is? Rust. And that's a nice word for some of these 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old pipes, sometimes over 100 years old, that I've talked to plumbers, I've seen it myself when they've been bulldozing old houses, where you'll have, say, a pipe that's got a 2-inch diameter, an inch diameter, and half of it or more is just buildup, dead bacteria, dirt, mineral deposits. And, folks, the big city mains, the connections, the leaks in them. And so the government pumps in all this chlorine and all of this fluoride and all this other stuff, and all it does is, when they're lucky, kill the bacteria. And then you got all the herbicide and the pesticides and the motor oils and the chemicals and the industrial chemicals. And you go to the EPA's website, there are thousands of chemicals listed, thousands. I spent hours one time just reading it, and there's all these, quote, allowable levels But you add it all together, it's all way over safe levels. When you add it all together in the aggregate, a large percentage of what's in the water is deadly chemicals. They don't clean it up, folks. They just kill the bacteria. They just dump chlorine in there, and then that breaks down and creates styrene and ammonia. I cannot articulate how poisonous and toxic the water is. And if you are drinking, and I mean heavily purified, heavily filtered. I don't mean just running it through some charcoal thing that's been on your faucet head for 2 years. By the way, then those get more toxic. It builds up to a super toxic level, and then all of a sudden it starts dumping it to you in mass. You better keep your filters clean if you're using those cheap ones. They're only good for a few months. And then it just reduces, which is better than nothing, all the toxins. Big Berkey's take it to non-detectable levels. Scientists, they had several universities who study, scientists will never say there's nothing in it. They say the electron microscopes and the pathogen test find nothing. Non-detectable. They can find nothing. That's a new standard, folks. It's gravity-fed using God's own technology, just like the limestone makes the purest spring water. Same thing here. And it goes on to say, from an attack by militants to a decline in the snowmelt caused by global warming, look how they put propaganda everywhere, public fears about the water supply have heightened in the United States. So who would have thought the top worry among water experts turns out to be rusty pipes? Because that's because they're actually water experts, not propagandists. They're just studying the water. If you clean up water and then put it into a dirty pipe, there's not much point, said Timothy Ford, a microbiologist and water research scientist at Montana State University. I consider the distribution system to be the highest risk and the greatest problem that we are going to be facing in the future. In the future? It's already bad. Towns and cities across the United States spent more than $50 billion each year cleaning water sources from rivers, lakes, and underground aquifers. More than 170,000 public water systems are at work to keep tap water flowing to American homes and meeting the standards of the Safe Drinking Water Act of 1974. But after the extensive purifying process, water ends up in your glass after traveling through pipes laid under city streets 50, 60, or 100 years ago. The pipes, made mostly from iron until plastic was introduced 30 years ago, span almost 1 million miles in the United States. And it goes on to talk about the iron, which is very toxic in high levels. It just goes on and on. It's a three-page article. I just read half the first page. It's on prisonplanet.com. Let's go to Debbie Morrow. Debbie, I think people need to get the water filters. I think they need to stop drinking the tap water.
Hi there, Alex. I'm in total agreement with you, and I'm really going to, you know, go to your website and get a copy of that article and have it for the future, because that is really amazing that they're actually admitting that there's a problem when it gets to your house.
Look. Here in Austin, we've got aquifer water, but then they still add a bunch of chemicals to it, but it's better than most cities, but I wouldn't drink it. At my house, I guess we've got newer pipes because my house is only 20 years old. My office is 60 years old. The water tastes like kerosene, and it's not from the main water supply. It's whatever pipes are coming in here.
Right. Yeah, and if you Berkey your water, at least you're going to be getting all those heavy metals out, or at least up to 95% of them.
There's a Berkey 15 feet from me. That's where our water goes through.
There you go. And protect yourselves and protect your staff and your loved ones. And, you know, using a Berkey is one of the only things you can do, Alex, that you know that you're actually taking control of something in your life, you know. And you can test a Berkey to be sure it's working. You don't have to guess. You don't have to sit back and wonder if it's taking out the contaminants, because you can test it with food coloring.
And here's an example. I've always done the food coloring test with the five or six I've used personally in the last, I guess it's 8, 9 years since I got one in 88. But the one at the office, we did the food coloring test. Food coloring went through it, and I said, uh-oh, we didn't seat them right. We screwed them back in. Next time, didn't go through.
That's it. That's exactly
what
happened.
You know what? I'm not going to tell a lie. It was a weird, I didn't have food coloring, I poured coffee in it.
No, you didn't.
The times at my house I did food coloring because my wife had it, but I just, simplifying, I used coffee, a little bit of it came through, and then we reseated them because I do test it as you recommend.
Oh, I didn't know.
It isn't a lie, I just like simplify coffee. Things. I guess in a way I could say coffee's a food coloring, and I was just a coloring, but yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting. I may have to try that and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm like, we got to test this. I'll go to the store and get food coloring. I said, no, just pour coffee in it.
Uh-huh.
We poured a big old tankard of coffee in there.
And it came through brown at first?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, yeah, because, you know, you're supposed to test it when you seat them, when you screw them in. And so I said, okay, let's do a test. I took a coffee pot half full of coffee and dumped it in there. And it was a little yellow. A little bit came through. So I said, uh-oh, we dumped it out, washed it out, re-screwed them, and nothing came through.
Oh, that's great. Well, there you go, everybody. I don't know.
Well, since you mentioned it, I'll tell the story, yeah.
I know. I think I do red food coloring. That'd be good. You know,
that's a lot better,
you,
yeah.
Yeah. For the listeners, do red food coloring. Anyway, but we sure are ready to take their Berkey orders, start the new year out with people taking control of their life and what they're putting in it. So I'd like to hear from your listeners. All of our phone lines are open, and we've been working really diligently to get the water filters out really quick to people. And did you hear, Alex, about what happened in Los Angeles, that they lost their battle against fluoride?
No, but I know there's a vote up today to renew fluoridating Austin's water here in Austin.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about L.A., where the judge said they voted to take it out, and the judge said, you're not allowed to. It's so important, we're going to make you drink it, because they love us so much.
Yeah, and the thing is, they didn't have fluoride. They apparently, from my understanding, is they've been fighting putting fluoride in the water for years and years and years, and they finally just lost the battle. I mean, they had lobbyists and all kinds of stuff, you know, trying to keep it from happening.
Because the government wants your teeth to be healthy. They care about you.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Well, and fluoride's so deadly that everything is not to non-detectable levels, but fluoride, with a standard filter, it only reduces it. You get a post-filter, and it does completely knock it out. So it's hard to get it out, but you have those systems available. You have, when you get a Berkey, you get a free gift, a sports bottle that does 600-and-something refills of tap water. It only makes it safe to drink, doesn't remove everything, only reduces it. The big systems do knock it all out. You get a free gift of that to take with you to the gym or work, or you can get a Sheltering in Place DVD. Here's the number to call Debbie, folks. Give her a call. Get a free catalog or order today, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com. And in the comment section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special to get the big discounts and to get the free gift, and tell them what free gift you want. They have those listed there on the site. Again, 888-803-4438. Or BerkeyWater.com. There's also a banner on Infowars.com. Linking
and
over.
And they do help support your airtime, too, the shortwave airtime. So that's really important, too, for people to call in to help support your airtime.
That's right. Debbie, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Have a wonderful day.
You, too. Have a great week. And to be clear, our global shortwave outreach is an outreach, and with that sponsor, we're able to pay for that WWCR 6 hours a day from 11 to 2 Central, 9 to midnight Central Time. And they are made in America. They have the American-made black Berkeys, the British-made white Berkeys, if you want those. They have stainless steel and Lexan. They have travel Berkeys. They have a whole product line. And they're patriots. They support this broadcast. And I hope you'll give them a call, 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. Okay, let's go to some calls. Tim, where are you calling us from today?
Hi.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Just fine. I'm calling in. I had heard you talk about a black dot on the computer screens, and I tried to verify that story that it could be a camera somewhere, and I had found that Apple had a patent for an all-seeing screen or a tell screen out there, but I was wondering if you could tell me more about that.
I think you misunderstood me. There have been reports, and I know there have been patents, but we don't know if it's been implemented to have a screen itself that acts as a camera so you can do video conferencing. What I've said is, you can go verify this with Apple right now, all new Apple laptops have a built-in camera, a little black dot camera, in the frame around the screen in the middle at the top. Just walk into an Apple store or an Apple dealer and walk up to the laptop and you'll look at it. It's about 3 millimeters across, 3 millimeters tall. It's a round circle, and it's a camera, and then there's a microphone built in on the base by the control hand pad for it, quote, for video conferencing. And most PCs or laptops now have these built in. Most of, in the last 4 years, we've looked into it, of the existing boxes, old-fashioned PCs and Macs have built-in microphones. You have to read the owner's manual to find it. And so the point is, Google announced, what, 6 months ago now, that they're going to start using the microphones and cameras to listen and watch without asking what's happening in your house. And they say, don't worry, though, a person isn't watching. An AI computer system scans and records all the words and noises, even registering dog barks. Then they pitch dog food ads at you over the Google ads. Just like when you visit sites, they go, hey, you're in Austin. Get a mortgage in Austin, because they know from your cookies that you live in Austin. Well, now they'll know off the audio in your house, and, of course, that'll also be sold or given to the government. And this is a huge story just announced in plain view, sir.
Okay. Well, thanks. Keep up the great work.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Lucas in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Hey, I was wondering if you have ever had a chance to see the movie, the 1927 film by Fritz Lang called Metropolis.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, I thought that was pretty. That was a pretty good warning that was done almost 100 years ago.
Yeah, the government turning the people into slave automatons.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I just saw it for the first time the other day. It kind of blew me away, and I'd advise everybody who's interested in this to actually, you know, find a copy. That's probably pretty hard to find, but go check that out.
Oh no, you can buy a DVD of it online, or you can rent it at any kind of art house video store that are in most major cities.
Well, another thing I wanted to mention about the Ed Brown situation, I think something that would help him out a lot.
Well, back up, because some people don't know who he is.
Okay.
I got some mean posting on my MySpace after I interviewed Ed Brown yesterday, and after I've been talking about it all week, saying, how dare you, Alex, not talk about Ed Brown, when I had him on the show. But for those who don't know, tell folks about it.
Well, basically, Ed Brown is holed up in his house. He has followed the plan of not paying income taxes because it's not mandatory, as we've all been lied to. And he's basically taken a stand. What most of us need to actually finally do is take a stand. But what I wanted to say is I think something that would benefit him greatly is cameras, webcams, and document all this stuff. You know, get this whole perimeter webcammed out so that whatever goes on, we can get the full story and not the Waco crap that they tried to give us before.
Well, that's what I said yesterday. You know, we've got webcams here. There are encrypted private networks and other things I won't mention. The best thing to do is have it at other buildings with people you work with who you know nearby you, so that even if they shut your system off, there's cameras recording from across the street. We'll just put it to you that way. It's one of the most effective things to do. And this is important for anybody who's in the fight big time to surveil yourself. It's a very powerful tool.
Right. Get those cams out there. That way, if they... You know, we didn't get the full coverage of the Waco because, of course, they suppressed half of it. So.
Well, yeah, then people tell me, well, Alex, are you for Big Brother? It's like a gun. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm pro-gun. The gun isn't the bad thing. It's the bad people. It's the same thing with cameras. It's a double-edged sword. Their power in our hands. You know, we're not out surveilling the general public. We're not out making people live and work under this. It is used as a tool against them.
Right. Hey, wanted to thank you, too, for putting my Hank Hill video up on your webpage there. Got a lot of traffic after you did that.
Oh, you made that? That was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on some more stuff, too. A few other truth videos. I've got some ones. Basically, I've created what these what I call sniper videos. You label them with something like Uma Thurman and have 9/11 truth. So then
yeah, people are doing that. I'll type my name into YouTube to see what else has been posted every day, 5, 10, 15, 20 sometimes. Great videos people are making using my work, and I'm very honored. And then I'll see something like, you know, hot Japanese women, and I'll go, what? Alex Jones? And they just label it that to get all the dumbbells to go watch it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, hot blondes or Japanese women, but you go and it's clips of my films. It's very effective.
I kind of brainchilded that, and basically I've gotten a couple million hits on my videos now.
Somebody goes into our MySpace and it says, you know, I don't want to repeat what it says. It'll say, like, super hot women, and you click on it, and it's all this anti-New World Order stuff. I haven't done that. I've debated doing that, but I don't want to get it. But if other people do it, whatever. It certainly is effective. You just said you've gotten a couple million hits.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're doing good with what you're doing, and you don't want to associate yourself with tricking people, but at the same time, they don't know who I am. You know, so all I'm doing is getting the truth out there.
Hey, it's a war, my friend. Good to hear from you. When we get back, I didn't ask you, John, did you get that Andy Griffin clip? Okay, I want to play that first when we get back. We got several other clips we're going to play today. The military surveilling Austinites, that was on mainstream news. That's also in the stack. That's coming up in the next hour. And more of your calls. The whole next hour is going to be up in phones and news and clips. Kevin is a fan of Andy Griffin, so am I. And he, I guess somebody sent him this clip of Andy Griffin because his son is surveilling somebody and catches him and without a warrant. And his dad says, that's not how America operates. So I wanted to bring you a blast from the past and play that after the break. And then we'll go to Phil and Mike and many others that are patiently holding on this live. Hard to believe it's already Thursday edition. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm Alex E. Jones. I'm your host. And I'm here doing the best job I can to inform the public. And I really appreciate all your support out there and how you're helping us spread the word. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com with a full show daily served to you free.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. This is the kind of news I have in front of me today. Big Brother storms the playground. School library fingerprinting scheme is giving children a record. Military shows off new ray gun to suppress the American people. Burns the skin. AP. Supermarket ask 87-year-old man for ID. It's happening nationwide and in Europe. They're training you for the new national ID card. Also, government reportedly monitoring anti-war groups in Austin, Texas. Paramilitary assault teams terrorizing America. I mean, the stack goes on and on. Just a police state stack. I hope all of you will visit InfoWars.com and get America Freedom to Fascism, as well as other documentary films that I have produced and carry. Aaron Russo produced America Freedom to Fascism. I produced Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror. You can also call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. I got my wires crossed. I thought Terry Anderson was coming on for 30 minutes at the next hour. He's coming on in about 10 minutes, but we'll continue with your calls here before we get him on. But right now, let's go to this clip from Andy Griffin where he's explaining that we don't violate the Fourth Amendment. Here it is.
He's out window.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help. Because whether a man is guilty or innocent, we have to find that out by due process of law.
Oh, yeah, they can torture U.S. citizens, and then they put you before a kangaroo court, and even if the kangaroo court finds you not guilty, the president can then still say you're guilty. Boy, that's something new. And they've been spying on people's lawyers in the last 5 years and arresting them. And using it in non-terror-related cases. So things have changed since the days of Mayberry and Andy Griffin. That's because the criminals, the terrorists, run the government and stage the terror attacks, just like they ship in the drugs and orchestrate every other major crisis. And then humanity itself's got a lot of problems, and they start the crisis ball rolling, and then we just help it snowball. The government doesn't get all the blame, but they are pushing and setting fires. They're arsonists in our society, burning down our society. They wreck things, order out of chaos. It's what they do. It's how they operate. And the sooner people who are compartmentalized, who work for this system, wake up, and the sooner you start speaking out and standing up and not being cowards and social climbers, the sooner we can turn this thing around. All right. Phil, Mike, and many others, your calls are straight ahead. And then we've got Terry Anderson joining us. We'll continue with your phone calls. You're just going to be with us about 20, 30 minutes. And I'll get into the military spying on the Austinites. See, I don't have to travel far to find FEMA camps or groups. I mean, it's right here.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.